Just a few Hiddushi Hanachot in the laws of Shabbat. The Rama gives us a principle in Shin Chafhet Halacha Yud Zayin, where he says that Kitanim, minors, have a status of a Cholesh Embo Sakana. That means if they need something on Shabbat, we treat them off the bat as Cholim. They don't have to be lying in bed or have the other restrictions that adults may have. We learned already that according to Acham Ben Sion, in Or Letzion, a minor is up until the age of 13. One nafkamina would be permissible to give a child any sort of medicine that he needs on Shabbat without any restriction, whether it's syrups or eardrops or eye drops or pills and things like that. He doesn't have to be lying in bed sick like an adult would be. A regular child that needs these medicines, nor does he have to start taking it from before Shabbat. Even if he starts taking it on Shabbat, it's permissible. So this halakha of medicines on Shabbat does not apply to a minor up until the age of 13. Another hiddush that Hacham Avadya alav shalom has in his Hazor Avadya Halagima. Sometimes children are teething, and of course it's painful. So the question that I asked the Hacham, is it okay to take a certain type of gel and rub it on the gums in order to alleviate the pain? Well, from the side of medicine, we don't have a problem, because medicine is not a problem for children on Shabbat, especially as an infant. The question is, you're taking a gel and you're being mimareyah, you're smoothing it out, which normally is a problem on Shabbat. The Hacham has a big hiddush based on a Magen Abraham. The Magen Abraham said, in a case where somebody spit on the floor on Shabbat, on dirt, the halakha said he's not allowed to kick it with his feet on the ground because he's going to smoothen the ground and fill up the holes when he kicks the dirt. And that's considered as fuyeh gumot. However, the halakha says that if it's not a dirt floor, it would be permissible, because over there, there's not a problem of filling up the holes. The problem is, he says, but what about the fact that you're taking the spit and you're smoothing it out? So the Magen Avraham says it would be no problem. Since it's getting absorbed into the ground, there is no problem. From there, the Magen Avraham has a hiddush that the isur of memareyah or memahek is only when you're taking something and smoothing it on the surface of something, like wax on top of a barrel. But if it's getting absorbed into the item that you are rubbing it into, it's not a problem. So Acham Avadya says, based on this Magen Abraham, to take that gel and rub it against the gums of the child, it's going to get absorbed. As long as it gets absorbed into the gums, it's permissible. For that reason, Acham Avadya is lenient as well if a child has a rash, to take a gel and rub it on the rash. As long as you rub it inside, that it gets absorbed into the body of the child, it's okay. Even though we learned in the previous day halakha b'chazon ish, that sounded like that you should take the gel and just from the tube dab it on and then put the pamper over it. Acham Avadya said he's aware of that Hazon Ish, but he found another Hazon Ish from a testimony that he gave in the city of Nuremberg that it's permissible so long as it gets absorbed into the body. And that's the way Acham Avadya holds as well. Even if somebody has a backache, he says, on Shabbat, and the doctor gave him a certain rub to rub onto the back, so long as he rubs it in a way that it gets absorbed into the back, you would not have a problem of using a gel on Shabbat. So that's again, Hiddushim of the Hacham. He's not being lenient in all cases. He's being lenient by a katan, because he has a din of a chole, or someone has a backache, where clearly that he has pain, so therefore for that discomfort, as long as he rubs it in such a way, it would be permissible. That is the first halakha.